We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend show, we are focusing on Sonora High School and the new school year. Programming note, next week, we're going to be focusing on Somerville High School. This weekend show, we are joined in the studio by Ed Pelfrey. He is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District, getting us up to speed on everything new this school year. And Superintendent Pelfrey, there looks like there'll be a little bit of a changing of the guard with school board when it comes to the coming months with an election coming up, correct?
Yes. We have two board members who will be stepping down from the board, and we will have two incumbents running in contested races. And we also have another board member, Kim Norton, who is moving out of the area, so she will be leaving her seat, and that will go to the school board on Tuesday. We've been really lucky. Two of our board members who are stepping down, Dr. Jim Riggs and Eric Andahl, have done a fantastic job of providing leadership, along with Kim Norton, for over 4 years. And Nancy Scott has been on that board for 4 years. And David Wheeler has just joined us recently. But what's been amazing about that has been, although they have views all over the spectrum, the collegiality that they've brought and the civil discourse they've brought to the board, and their singular focus on student achievement and student health has been amazing, and I can't say enough about that. And I really think they've been a model in a time that can have so much division, that even though they don't share the same views, they've treated each other with respect and worked together to put together an agenda that really works for Sonora High School students. Excited that we have four people running for those two seats that are open in the second district, because I really respect people who put themselves out there and in the public eye to serve students.
I also want to ask you a little bit about when it comes to changes this school year. Do you have a lot of changes when it comes to staffing and new faces?
We do. We have 10 new teachers at Sonora High School this year. We had a complete change in teaching staff at Cassina High School, where we had two retirements and a change. Dina Pinocchio moved from Cassina High School to Ted Bird High School. So three experienced teachers from Sonora High School have chosen to go and take on the challenge of supporting our students who have struggled academically, who are at Cassina High School. So John Hansen, Dave Rowan, and Jason Westfall have moved from Sonora High School to Cassina High School, and that's very exciting for them. We've had retirements. We have a teacher who moved to associate principal's position. We have a teacher on leave. So that is where we've got these 10 new teachers, and we're really excited to have them on campus. You always miss the experience that you're losing, but a new, fresh set of eyes and experiences coming to our students is very exciting.
You know, what would you say is your best advice for students who want to kind of take advantage of that whole high school experience?
Well, I think dig into the experience. And I think one of the best ways to do that is extracurricular activities. Being involved in the band, sports, clubs, things like Pete Smith, he runs a mock trial club where they actually run a trial at the courthouse with judges. I think getting involved in those types of activities really makes the experience of high school very, very full. And it builds relationships with other students and staff that I think we all remember for the rest of our lives. I think that, and then digging into the academics so that all of the options that you might like to pursue would be open to you. The tradition at Sonora High School is fantastic. And, you know, I told our freshmen when they came to freshman orientation this year, I personally know Sonora High School students who have pitched winning games in the World Series, who have played in the Super Bowl. And also, out of 58 counties in California, three of those counties are led by attorneys who graduated from Sonora High School. There's no high school in the state that can say that. We have three attorneys leading counties throughout the state who graduated from Sonora High School. And all three of those are women, which is amazing. And nobody else can say that. So any path that you want to take, whether it be career, the things that come out of the extracurricular activities you're involved in, or college, all of those things are open to you through Sonora High School.
You know, some unique stats, three attorneys leading counties across the state. I had not heard that until this morning.
So yeah, it's really exciting, and they're fantastic people. And you know, and from a couple from about the same age and then an older generation. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting that you can do whatever you want to do right from the launch pad of Sonora High School.
you know, the encouragement of getting kids involved in extracurricular activities or sports. You know, past couple of years heading into school, there are a lot of questions. What sports are running? What type seasons? You know, what extracurricular activities? Is it getting kind of back to normal at this point?
We're full go. All sports are going. All extracurricular activities are going. And I think, so tonight we'll have another home football game. Very exciting. Our head football coach, Brian Craig, has 99 victories as the head coach of Sonora High School. So hopefully tonight is 100. I'm knocking on that wood. And so, yeah, everything is moving forward. Our sports have been very successful in past years, and we expect the same this year.
You know, what would you say makes Sonora High School really unique if you had to pinpoint a couple of things that makes it kind of stand out?
Well, I think I kind of said that before, but the idea of tradition, you know, there's so many graduates in this community and outside the community who constantly stayed tied because, you know, you're a Wildcat forever. And I think that's something that I think our students feel. They feel that sense of tradition and they honor that sense of tradition. I think a committed staff, a staff that there are many places where staff comes and goes. This is a place where staff members come for their whole life. Teachers, bus drivers, clerical staff, custodians and maintenance, they're all committed to this school and they're committed to student success. I think also the range of opportunities for a school of under 1,000 students to have over 7 career pathways to pursue is really outstanding. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to Courtney Castle for this, one of our counselors. The collaboration we have with the college is unparalleled. The ability to take career technology classes through them or through our middle college to take academic courses through that. I think that breadth of opportunity is really outstanding. So I think it's the tradition and the ability to launch into the future is what really makes Sonora High School special.
You know, we've hit on a lot of topics as the school year is now well back into session on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything else that we haven't brought up or would be good to speak about on this weekend show?
I just think that we feel as a staff really blessed to have all our kids on campus and participating, and to have the support of the families in this community. They're showing up at football games. They're showing up at water polo games. They're being able to show up and enjoy that. And it's great to see everybody enjoying that. Graduates and parents there. And at a football game, you get to see the people from the past come. There are men in their 80s who are showing up to every game, that are showing up to practices. And that's really exciting to see every week. And I think it speaks to the tradition and the future of Sonora High School.
Yeah, the football game's definitely great community gatherings here in the community. You know, for anybody who's curious, what other sports are taking place this fall?
We have boys and girls water polo, which have been very successful programs. We have cross country, also, which has also been traditionally very successful, and our, once again, very highly successful volleyball programs. So those are our fall sports.
Seems like a common trend, highly successful sports programs.
You know, and that comes down to the commitment of our staffs. And I think that students and parents expect success, and they're willing to do that work to make sure it happens.
Yeah, a lot of hard work at those practices after school.
And absolutely, especially with the heat that's come on and the adaptability to make sure our kids are safe. And that adaptability, I think, also I give credit to parents, because when we have to change times for practices and things like that, it's those parents willing to make those changes so we can keep their kids safe and they can still be competitive is really important.
Well, Superintendent Pelfrey, we appreciate the update. Thank you for coming on Motherload Views this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Ed Pelfrey, the Superintendent of Schools at Sonora Union High School District, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views, getting us up to speed on everything happening this new school year at Sonora High School. If you missed this or past shows, you can find it archived on mymotherload.com. A programming note, next week, we're going to turn our attention to the second largest high school in Tuolumne County, Somerville Union High School District. We'll be joined by Michael Merrill, the superintendent, getting into some similar topics next week related to Somerville. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.